When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
American Giant makes great clothing, t-shirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Save big on your next project right now at Menards. Save time on your paint project with help from Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape. Use on walls, trim, glass, wood, or metal for clean removal and clean paint lines every time. Save big and get a 3-pack of Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape on sale now through September 22nd. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Let's begin.
I had just moved into my first apartment, a place that promised independence and new beginnings. The evening sky had already embraced the night, and I was alone, unpacking boxes and arranging furniture to make it feel like home. As the clock struck 8:30 p.m., a weird sound sliced through the silence. The doorknob was twisting, accompanied by a faint, persistent knocking. My initial excitement dissolved into a chilling realization. It was far too early for my friend to be back home from work, and the sound grew more ominous with every twist and knock. Fearing the worst, I peered through the kitchen window, hoping for a familiar sight, but there was no sign of his car or anyone else I knew. Panic clawed at my throat as I comprehended the gravity of the situation. The doorknob continued its eerie dance, followed by the sound of metal scraping against wood and an intruder's attempt to gain entry. Time seemed to stretch into an eternity. As I retreated to the bathroom, clutching a knife, my trembling fingers dialing 911, I held my breath, praying for help to arrive in time. For what felt like ages, the intruder persisted, the tension in the air thickening with each passing second. Finally, after what seemed like an eternity, the attempt ceased. The silence that followed was almost as terrifying as the intrusion itself. The police, my lifeline in that moment, arrived, their presence bringing a semblance of security. Their investigation soon revealed a chilling truth. The would-be intruder was an elderly man afflicted by dementia, a ghost from the apartment's past. He had once called this place home, his mind now muddled by the passage of time and disease. In his delusion, he believed I had stolen his belongings, a distorted reality that had driven him to my door. His intention, although misguided, had been fueled by a desperate need to reclaim what he thought was rightfully his. Relief washed over me, mingled with a profound sadness for the man whose mind had betrayed him. I couldn't help but imagine the life he must have led within these very walls, now obscured by the fog of his deteriorating memory. The incident left an indelible mark on my psyche. The fear that had gripped me that night had settled into my bones, a constant companion. In the aftermath, I found solace in my safety, grateful for the instincts that had kept me from opening the door to a stranger. Yet, the memory haunted me, casting a shadow over my newfound dependence. Every knock on my door became a heart-stopping moment, a reminder of that night when danger had lurked just outside my reach. As time passed, I learned to cope with the trauma. But the memory of that night never truly faded. It served as a stark reminder of the fragility of our sense of security, a reminder to cherish the moments of peace between the echoes of chaos. And in the quietude of my apartment, I vowed to live my life fully, appreciating the safety I had, while silently hoping that the elderly man found the peace he so desperately sought, even in the recess of his troubled mind.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your next project right now at Menards. Save time on your paint project with help from Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape. Use on walls, trim, glass, wood, or metal for clean removal and clean paint lines every time. Save big and get a 3-pack of Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape on sale now through September 22nd. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big on your next project right now at Menards. Save time on your paint project with help from Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape. Use on walls, trim, glass, wood, or metal for clean removal and clean paint lines every time. Save big and get a 3-pack of Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape on sale now through September 22nd. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Let's begin.
This happened a long time ago, back in 1989. I hope I can tell the story in a way that conveys just how bad this scared me. I still don't know what it really was or what happened, so I make no claims as to the explanation. I still think about this sometimes. I was 19 years old. And I was working in an after-school care that was run out of the building of a small church in the rural southern town where I lived. The church was really small and in the shape of an L, with a door at the top of the L, the sanctuary at the elbow of the L, and a door at the short end of the L. There was also a full basement that was furnished and used for the Sunday school rooms, and where the kids from the after-school program did homework and played games sometimes. There were only about 12 or 13 kids in the program, most of the time, and I think one time we swelled to something like a whopping 17. Because the church was small, and the community was small, there were no aspirations to have a large program, and the entire thing was really to provide a service to parents in the church. Anyway, what I would do every weekday was attend community college classes in the morning, and then go straight from classes to the church and work on homework, or read until the kids were dropped off by the school bus. I usually had between 2 or 2.5 hours, either completely alone in the church, or sometimes the pastor would stop by and work in his office, but mostly I was alone. I never heard or saw anything at all, and I was locked inside the building, so no one could come in. Even when the kids were there, the door stayed locked for safety. I did this for a full year and a summer, and then the second year my best friend at the time came to work with me. She and I were both pretty serious kids, in the sense that we didn't drink or do drugs. We weren't into anything occult or spooky. Just normal young girls, who went to college classes and went to work. One day, not too long after she started working with me, I had the kids in the basement playing games, while some of them worked on homework. The deal was that one of us would prepare snacks in the kitchen upstairs, while the other one entertained the kids. She was upstairs making snacks, when all of a sudden, I heard the door at the top of the basement stairs open, and she comes running down the stairs calling my name. I could hear the fear in her voice, so I met her at the bottom of the stairs, and she was scared. She was not one to be dramatic at all, and I've never seen her scared before, and not known her since 8th grade. I asked her what was wrong, and she said, in a trembling voice, that she heard someone in the sanctuary. I said, "What? No way. We're here by ourselves. It must be your imagination." But she was adamant that she heard someone upstairs in the sanctuary, and she was scared to death. Again, I told her she must be mistaken, and she said, "I'm not kidding. There's somebody up there moving around his sanctuary, and I saw something. I don't know what it was. The sanctuary, in the elbow of the L shape of the church, was right beside the kitchen where she'd be preparing snacks. I was a brave kid, and I had more bravery than brains at the time. I told her to stay in the basement with the kids, and that I was going to check it out. That scared her as well, and she told me not to go. It really was a stupid thing for me to do, considering that if someone had been up there, I could have been attacked, and I really wouldn't have been able to do anything about it. Anyway, I went up to the top of the stairs and stuck my head out the door, and first made sure no one was in the hallway. Next, I checked all of the Sunday school rooms down the long arm of the L, along with the pastor's office. I found nothing. So by this time, I was sure she'd heard the wind. It was fall and windy. Or heard the foundation of the building settle, and it spooked her. After that, I checked the bathrooms at the short end of the L, and made sure that all of the doors to the building were locked. No one had come into the building since we got there, and the doors had been locked when I arrived that day, so I was absolutely sure we were alone. Next, I walked up to the door of the sanctuary and looked through the small window at the top of the door, and saw nothing. There was a row of pews on each side of the sanctuary, a pulpit up front, and on the left side of the pulpit was a closed door that led to the choir area. So I opened one of the doors and walked straight into the sanctuary, and slowly made my way up to about halfway of the pews, and I stopped and looked around. Everything was dead silent. "Hello? Is there anybody here?" And just as I finished saying that, the door to the left-hand side of the pulpit slowly swung all the way open. I can't really put into words the feeling that hit my body. The blood drained down out of my torso into my legs, which both tried to run and were bolted to the floor at the same time. A jolt of adrenaline surged through my body, and at the same time I felt like I was moving in slow motion as it turned and bolted out of the sanctuary and down the stairs, yelling to get the kids out of the building. We got the kids out of the bag and debated what to do. Remember, this was the time before cell phones, so one of us still had to go back inside and call the pastor to come down, or we all had to stand outside and wait for a parent or someone from the church to come by and check things out, which could be a very long time. I went back inside to the pastor's office and quickly used the phone to call his house and ask for someone to come by. When the church was searched, nothing was found, and everyone thought we had an overreactive imagination. Like I said in the beginning, I make no claims as to what opened that door or what my friend heard, but something or someone was in that church with us that day, and I never felt comfortable alone there again.
Let's begin.
This is the late 80s, early 90s. I was around 6 or 7 years old. I'm at home with my sister, who is 14 or 15 at the time. We grew up in a small Texas town. Everyone knows everybody. We are home alone this particular night, and my folks let my sister babysit me frequently. We always got along well due to our age gap. Anyway, it is about 8 p.m. in the winter. Desert gets pretty damn cold. So it is dark and we are in the common room, since that's where the TV was. We were watching 60 Minutes or 48 Hours or some stuff. Those 1 hour news pieces on CBS. This one was a typical story. Guy next door that was quiet went on a rampage in his next door's neighbor's house, mutilating them and kidnapping their younger daughter. Well, the thing about our house common room is the door leading to the backyard was a large glass door to the ceiling windows. So nothing but blackness beyond it, unless you have the backlight on, which we did not at the time. The front door is on the other side of the room with a small entryway. This is a solid door, so you cannot see what is beyond it, with a glass storm door on the outside of it. About 45 minutes into the show, they're talking about the ongoing manhunt for this crazy guy, and all of a sudden, bam, 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 front door goes banging like crazy. We jumped up and screamed at the top of our lungs. Dead silence now. The only lights on in the house are the kitchen down the hall from the common room we were in, and the light from the TV. We started thinking that something on our porch had simply blown against the door. This was West Texas, crazy strong winds out that way. Anyway, after a minute or two of silence and us holding each other, post-adrenaline overdose passes. Just when we are about to declare everything is safe, we hear the storm door on the outside of our front door close. Shit. Someone had to have opened that door to be able to bang on the front door like that. We are both frozen in the middle of the room, on the floor where we had been watching TV. My sister crawls over to the TV and turns it off. It was an old TV, so we had to turn that metal dial to switch it off, which it does with a mildly light thunk. Now it is just us in a room, dimly lit by the kitchen light down the hall. I do not remember how much time passed with me frozen and my sister still crouched by the now off TV, but we kept making eye contact and then looking at the front door. I remember this next part vividly. I am on my knees, sitting on my feet, and I turn around to look at the back wall of windows and glass door. I see the back door knob turn. It was locked on the knob, but not deadbolted. It rattles slightly as if someone is gently trying to handle. Neither of us make a sound, just held our breath. Then, bam, bam, bam. Loud as hell, someone is trying to force the door open, just jerking it back and forth. The whole back wall of windows is now vibrating violently. My sister went crazy and screamed murder. I am still frozen on the floor. She gets up and basically drags me into her bedroom, slams the door, throws her mattress and anything else she found in front of the door. Thankfully, she had remembered the phone, one of those ungodly heavy beige plastic long metal antenna portable phones. We still had to direct dial the sheriff there, and in her panic, she didn't remember the number. She just hit redial on the phone. It was one of her friends, and she tells them in broken gasp that someone is trying to get into our house and that we need help right now. I am curled up on the floor and cannot stop shaking. We don't hear anything else until we see the headlights of my sister's friend and her parents driving up to the house. We never did find out who it was at the door or why. There were no signs of anything happening but a couple of scuff marks on the bottom of the back door. We could not remember if they were there or not beforehand. Nothing like that has happened to me or my sister since. But for damn sure, we never forget to lock a door after that.
Thank you for being here when you have so many other options.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money on your next outdoor project at Menards. Menards has the best in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber. Our huge inventory of decking, fencing, lumber, and timbers are all easy to load in our drive-through lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our fence and deck design programs in-store or online at Menards.com. Don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big money on your next outdoor project at Menards. Menards has the best in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber. Our huge inventory of decking, fencing, lumber, and timbers are all easy to load in our drive-through lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our fence and deck design programs in-store or online at Menards.com. Don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money.